We're looking at this koan about busyness and Yunyan, Zen Master Tozan's teachers sweeping the floor, sweeping the ground, the temple grounds. His Dharma brother Dao Wu comes and says, "Too busy." And Yunyan responds, "You should know there is one who is not busy." So what does this mean for us today when we reflect on our own lives? Do you feel that you're too busy to do anything? You're too busy to practice, for example, practice meditation, too busy to find any kind of centeredness in your life in this moment. And what I love about this koan is that based on the story, Yunyan, one interpretation is Yunyan is saying that you can find this place of one who is not busy in any moment, even in the midst of your own busyness. It's not like you have to all of a sudden stop and change and all of a sudden sit still and breathe for 5 minutes or even 30 minutes or do a retreat for 3 days or 5 days or 8 days. It's about changing our perceptions of our life right now in this moment, waiting for a time to come when we can be less busy might be futile. We may never come to see a time when we can do nothing. And so if that's the case for us today in this moment, when you happen to be listening to this, you know, if you could only listen to this when you have time to, you know, it's not going to get us anywhere. We have to, in this moment, again and again, remind ourselves that there is one who is not busy. There is one who is not busy. And we can, just using our mind, connect with knowing, with that knowledge. There's one who is not busy. And that one who is not busy is not somebody separate from yourself. It's not like, oh, it's somebody over there in China, in ancient China, when they had more time. No. The person who is not busy is found right in your own midst and is not separate from you, from your activity. This is one of the things about meditation. Meditation isn't just simply sitting still. And that's why we say, in stillness, movement. In movement, stillness. These two things, movement and stillness, are a pair. They work together hand in hand simultaneously. It's not that there's one and then there's the other, but they work together simultaneously. And our minds may be so caught up in the activity that we're doing that we forget there's also one who is not busy at this moment as well. And if we can connect with that one who is not busy within our own mind and heart, if we can connect with that one, then our doing, whatever activity it is that we're doing, will change, will shift. There is one who is not busy, and you should know it.